Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Al Sharpton. Good morning, Rev.
Good morning, good morning. I've been looking at the reaction around the country on the Religious Freedom Act in Indiana. Now we see Arkansas doing a similar act. And I've been particularly struck by the divided opinion in the black community, because we've had to continually deal with the debate around gay rights as opposed to civil rights and whether or not one can take away from the other. In fact, a week from today at our National Action Network convention, we're dealing with homophobia in the black community, and the ministers and some of the gays are going to discuss this issue.
We've
got some of the people from Empire coming. It's a part of our three-day convention, but it's going to be amazing. People can go to nationalactionnetwork.net to get all of the breakdown. All these sessions are free. But the thing I think that is confusing, Tom, is the fight around the legislation in both Arkansas and, of course, Indiana is not about supporting gays, though many of us support their rights. It's about fighting discrimination. If you allow a law that allows people based on their saying that my religion forbids me to do these services, they can come back and say, I believe that Ham was cursed in the Bible, and therefore it's against my religion to deal with blacks. So I'm against this with women, that they're supposed to be subservient. Once you legislate people having the right to opt out of state law based on religion, it will come back to haunt all of us. So I don't want us confused with our personal decisions on whether one's life is sinful or not to get in the way of trying to turn back the clock on discrimination because of our own personal feelings. We have the right to feel whatever we want to about people's life, sex life, private life, or whoever they are. We do not have the right, though, to turn legislation to inhibit them without understanding it will also inhibit us.
Rev, I said this yesterday, and I'm still totally confused. If discrimination is illegal, how can you pass a law like this?
They pass the law because if you go in a restaurant and they say, are you a gay couple, I'm not serving you, or you're a florist and you won't do flowers, and somebody then says, I'm going to sue you, the law says you cannot be subject to the lawsuit in that state. Now, you can argue the federal piece of you can't discriminate against me, but on the state level, you got to go all the way up through to the federal courts, which they know most people are not going to do, which is why some states that have these laws has an anti-discrimination law, which means you can be sued. The governor, Pence, tried to say, well, this is the same thing Bill Clinton signed. It is not the same thing. Bill Clinton and them signed a law where the federal government couldn't be involved, or state government. This is private businesses. This is saying a private-owned business that uses police department, that uses the local municipal sanitation and other things, but he can have all of that, but he can decide out of the public who and what he's going to serve. You can't have that because people will use that against all of us.
All right, Rev.